Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A USDA UK extension research project in Davies County is showing tremendous promise for no-till corn production, utilizing chicken litter for fertilizer. Their research has looked at injecting the dried litter into the soil.
It puts it about 2 to 3 inches below the surface and really reduces the amount of runoff potential, and just that little bit of coverage greatly reduces the odor associated with the manure.
In the past, UK Extension soil specialist Edwin Ritchie out of UK's Princeton location did not recommend incorporation in no-till to conserve that little bit of nitrogen.
When you can get it under the surface by injecting as we did, you're going to conserve some of that nitrogen. Once the manure is into the soil, it will take up a hydrogen and make it into the ammonium form, which is not readily lost.
Soil injection makes the difference, and an equipment manufacturer has been involved in this project.
They have worked with the engineers, and they believe they have most of the kinks worked out. A new prototype is going to be available in about 2 to 3 months. And once that is field proven, I believe they're going to start commercial production of this machine in the near future.
Tested prior in cotton and pasture, he says this is the first time the method has been applied to no-till corn and looks very promising. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we do every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your rural home purchase, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
UK Extension soil specialist Edwin Ritchie says this Davies County project, looking at dry chicken litter injection with no-till corn, has been impressive.
We feel like this has been a successful project both environmentally and agronomically.
Additional testing shows the litter fertilizer value compares favorably with commercial applications, and the method prevents runoff, making use of litter in this way part of a solution in protecting water quality.
I would encourage Kentucky producers to take a look at this. It's not going to fit for every producer. It is slower than traditional surface broadcast, but in environmentally sensitive areas, it is superior to surface broadcast, and it can be used in no-till crop production.
UK Extension soil specialist Edwin Ritchie. We'll have follow-up reports as the story unfolds. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.